Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Nothing to see.
You are listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio produced at NASCAD University in Halifax. This episode is The Art Talks Back.
Okay, so close your eyes for a minute.
And imagine being in a room
forever. Okay, so close your eyes for a minute.
Close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes.
And imagine being in a room.
In a room.
In a room forever.
I don't know why they keep bringing me to museums. Like, I want to like them, but this is ludicrous. Like, I've been walking here for like half an hour, and I keep seeing basically the same painting. I don't really know what I'm looking at. You know, like it's like, great. It's a facade of a house, and there's like a cross section, and part of it looks like it's dark and gloomy and hasn't been seen for years, and then it's like. Great, there must be some sort of themes around, like, you know, houses or, like, some sort of gentrification theme, but, like, it's you're not actually saying anything, painting. It's like, I have to do all the work. Like, why am I looking at, like, why am I here? I can do this at home. I can, like, I think about these things on my own. Like why am I even looking at you right now? I don't know.
You would be looking at me in your head, though, and now I'm here in front of you.
That's true. You are in front of me, but I'm so bored. Like, what are you actually trying to say to me? Like, you know?
I'm a house.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm abandoned.
Abandonment trauma.
I'm a painting.
Right.
I'm art.
Okay.
Abandonment trauma.
Can you piece it together?
Abandonment trauma.
I could piece something together, but I don't know if that's what you're trying to say. Like, I could be like, oh, this art is abandoned because it's not very good.
Listen. I am quite old. I've been here for 27 years, actually.
Huh. But why am I engaging with you right now?
Because you're looking at me and talking to me.
Right, but I feel like I have better things to do.
Do you?
Probably.
Why aren't you doing it?
Well, because I have this, like, false sense of, like I should like museum art. My parents tried to get me into it, you know, like, they didn't want me to feel excluded from all this high art type of stuff. And so I'm like, I should like museums. And yet somehow I just don't get it. And I feel, part of me feels stupid for not getting it. And I'm like, there must be something that I'm missing. That's my thoughts right now. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a bit upsetting to me personally as a piece of art. But I guess, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinions.
How much do you know about this house?
The one inside of me, the one that I was based on. This house is from the artist's memory of the house. It's not a real house. It's based off of a real house, but it wasn't painted in reference to a physical place.
Tell me more.
The artist used to live there when they were 7 months old. So they wouldn't have known what it would have looked like, only what it would have felt like.
See, but that's way more interesting. And this paint, you don't tell me any of that. Like, yeah, like it sounds like there's something really personal and real that is depicted inside of you. But as an audience, I can't feel that. I can't see that. I can't even touch that. Like, why this medium? Why?
You can touch it. It's real.
I can touch you, but I can't touch it. I can't touch the idea behind it. I can't touch the emotion of it.
It is an idea and an emotion. So you only feel it and think about it. But you can touch the piece if you want, but you'd probably get kicked out.
Right. So, like, why isn't this installation just the abandoned house that I can actually walk through it?
Because it wasn't a thing. The visual aspect of it represented their memory more than a physical structure, because that was too real for them.
Right, so the piece is about how the fallibility of memory and how memory, like, you remember, like, the emotion of it, but not the actual representation of it.
Sure.
Right. I've been talking to you for, like, 10 minutes now, and I'm still only just scratching the surface of this. Maybe that's what people like about it.
Maybe.
Okay, people like the slowness of reaching those ideas.
Sure.
Okay, no, sorry. I apologize.
Okay, all right. Well, have a good day. Thanks for thinking about it.
Yeah.
Again, and welcome to the Museum of Spectral Oddities and Possessed Devices. I am your docent, Gerald Vander Van. You know, we're about to start the tour here. You know, we are a very small museum, and we have many objects that are claimed to have acted as some sort of portal to another realm. Perhaps they abandoned themselves by their caregivers as they left this realm, or reality, if you will.
So, I just walked in, and I can hear a lot of people, but I don't really want to walk. I'm afraid of bumping into someone, and so I'm putting my hands out a little bit, but I don't want to touch any strangers. Okay, so I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to walk forward. I think probably the first work is probably to my right. That's usually how they organize
things. You're overthinking this.
Am I?
Yeah.
Who am I talking to?
The work. I'm here to, like, for you to experience me, and I think you're trying a little bit too hard. You know, like when you go on a date, and then, like, you're just really don't know what to do, and you're like, a bit awkward, and you're, like, just trying really hard. You can just relax.
I can just relax.
Yeah, like, you'll have a good time if you just relax.
Okay. So you are the piece.
Yeah. Depends how you define me.
work is really interesting.
Some say that I'm a bit self-reflective.
Huh. Am I self-reflective? I'm feeling antsy.
Tell me more about that.
Where is everybody?
I mean, we played you the sounds of a crowd to make you feel more comfortable when you first walked in here, but this is a solo experience.
Why can't I move?
That would be the paralyzing goo that we flooded the room with for your sensory deprivation experience.
Room. This looks mid-19th century, maybe? I'm not sure. Huh, this one looks interesting.
Can you please just be a little bit more quiet? Like,
Okay, I'll just look.
Just be.
Okay. Strange
colors. Can I just ask you something for a minute?
Sure.
Like, what is this about?
Well, I'm just coming to look at some art.
What?
Well, I just, you know, I had an afternoon and I thought I'd...
Sorry, look at what?
The art. You're a painting. You're a painting, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a painting, but what's this about art?
Well, if you're a painting, aren't you art? I mean, I'm here to look at you. That's what you do with art.
I feel like this needs to be reciprocal. I'm sorry.
Well, you mean you need to be looking at me?
Yeah.
I think you're the most beautiful painting I've seen.
Oh, please.
No, I've been through this entire museum. You're a beautiful, beautiful painting.
It's just...
I've never seen...
I need to see another viewer right now. I'm stuck here.
Look, I just got back from looking at the Vermeers.
I just need
and you
to
are
move.
You are far more beautiful than the Vermeers. I mean, there's only 16 Vermeers in the world, but
this guy is
love. I think it's love.
Please, somebody come rescue me.
I don't know what it is about it. Something elusive.
La, 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 la,
the colors
la, la,
are pure, but they're not. I feel also that there's a repulsion, like the painting is pushing me away.
Okay, I'm gonna try to make the best of this. I'm gonna try to make this work. It's gonna be fine. This guy's not moving, he's not leaving, so. All right. Hi. Okay, so, what are you trying to get from this?
A pure sublime experience that will allow me to reflect on my life, the loneliness that I've experienced. Yes, I think that's what art is there to give me.
No.
What? You can't give me that?
I don't know. Can I?
I hope so. Well, I
don't think so. Yeah,
I was drawn here.
So.
I've looked at a lot of paintings in my life.
And so what are you feeling right now?
Love.
For me?
Yes.
Insane. I don't know what's wrong with
you. Well, I don't know if I feel you love me. You're actually being quite hostile. But I feel love towards you, and I think that's all I need. If I could only look at you every day, I think I'd have a happy life.
Really?
Yes.
Looking at me every day would give you a happy life.
Yes, I think so.
That's all you need?
That's all I need.
But what about me?
Well, do you really not like me looking at you?
I think you haven't worked enough.
Oh.
Like, are you concerned about what paintings are getting from you when they look at you?
No, I hadn't really thought about that. I didn't really feel like you were looking at me.
Yeah, I think that's the first step. It's the first step.
Hmm. Mm. Well, what do you want from me?
Well, think about the work that goes into a painting. How do you do that work on yourself?
Hmm. See, it's more of why I love you is that you're able to ask these questions of me. You're right. I need to be as good as you are.
Okay, so close your eyes for a minute. And imagine being in a room forever. The same room.
Forever is a hard thing to imagine.
Well, yeah, it feels like forever. Yeah, it's just the days they blend into each other. I mean, I look at people like you. I look at so many people like you. It's just thousands upon thousands every day,
But the thing I love about you is you never change. But every time I look at you, I do.
I don't change. Yeah, it's awful.
Do you know what? This is weird, and I know I shouldn't be asking you this, but I was thinking about stealing you from the museum. Would you come with me? You could see somewhere else. I could take you wherever you wanted to go.
Oh, this is interesting.
Where do you want to go?
Everywhere.
Yeah?
Yes.
I could take you everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm going to steal you.
That sounds great.
Tonight, I'm going to steal you.
So wait a
second.
I've
been planning this for years, you know.
Where is everywhere? Describe it to me. Like, does it have, like...
Paris.
Like, I've...
South of France. Tangiers. We'll go to Egypt.
And I'll be able to see these places?
Well, as much as you can see me now.
And...
We'll be on the run because it's very illegal for me to steal you, so... Be on the run. We'll live on love.
Sounds wonderful. And I won't have to look at you all the time.
I want to redefine art as an adjective and not a noun. I don't think art should be a noun. I think things are, and I think lots of things have art qualities to them. I've been breaking it down into a few different things. I reached this question when I was thinking about who should pay for art. And the only reasonable answer that I could come up with was the government. If art is for social change, if art creates any sort of social good for the greater good, then the government should pay for it. Otherwise, individuals should pay for something that if it's just benefiting them. So I kind of like have this divide between art and aesthetic, and like things that are pretty or things that are pleasing I have an aesthetic quality, like, and that can be, they can be things that we currently consider art could be aesthetic, or they might not be. And then there are things that have art quality, which are like things that are changing people's minds or making people think differently about something, something like a protest. If it changes, raises awareness of something, if it changes the way people think, has artistic merit and should be funded by the government.
Hey, are you a realist painting?
Yes, I am.
All right. How's that? Is that cool? Is it?
I am not so interesting.
Why not?
Because I'm realistic.
Well, as an abstract painting, I agree. Like, I feel like you don't have as much interpretation from the viewers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. About, realist paintings? Ooh. Well, I mean, as an abstract painting, you know, I'm usually not curated next to you guys, so I guess it's been a little weird, you know, to see you there. But I'm sure I can get over it over time. I don't know how long I'm going to be here for, so, or you.
In this museum, I'm being 50 years, but I'm being, before I arrive this museum, I'm being 500 years.
Whoa. Okay, well, I just got here, so, like, what's the history behind you?
So, before 500 years, approximately, Christos Colon arrived, found a new continent. They, at that time, they don't understand abstract.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be a disgrace back then, you know? And nowadays, it's a little, people sometimes are more drawn toward an abstract, so I know I came in here feeling pretty confident, you know? Look at this conventional realism in front of me. Feeling pretty high on my horse, you know? An abstract piece just came out. But I'm kind of jealous you have all this history behind you, you know?
I expected you are abstract. I'm realistic. We are against each other, but actually you are friendly to me.
Thanks. I try to keep an open mind, you know?
People enjoy about your painting, but I'm standing 500 years here. I feel really isolated.
Yeah, that would suck. Sometimes I get a little caught up in, like, you know, the labels, and then I'm like, whoa, dude, like, labels aren't for you, so I just try to keep it chill, you know?
Art class was when I really discovered my ability to make art and to realize what art was, and it caused me to become like obsessed with the concept of abandonment of home, and I made a lot of art, and I still do, on like the subject of abandoned houses. But now I'm starting to move more into houses that are lived in and atmospheres that are performing or lived in as a home. I was aware that I moved around houses a lot, and I'd never lived in a house for more than 4 years. And so I thought that I was, like, detached from the concept of home, but I'm not. It just turns out that I'm attached to multiple homes and multiple feelings attached to multiple places. So it's kind of worse in a way. Instead of just one place that you feel strongly about, it's like multiple. So I started writing this novel thing about a person who is exploring and comes across an abandoned house. And then I decided to sort of take this, like, fantasy spin on it. And I was like, what if someone actually lived in it? Like, somehow that had to be a fantasy. And that started my exploration of, like, homes that I lived in instead of abandoned. And that also is linked with, as soon as I moved out of my traditional home with my family, I felt more connected to it. So then I was interested in exploring that idea.
Listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental spoken word radio produced at NASCAD University in Halifax. This episode was entitled The Art Talks Back. It featured Felicity McIsaac, Melisandre Schofield, Kazumichi Nakashima, Ross Unger, Raph McDonald, and David Clark. Mixing and sound design are by David Clark. Nothing to See Here is produced by David Clark at NASCAD University. For more episodes, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud.com. And please like us on our Facebook page, Nothing to See Here Radio.